Hello everyone, we are found to be in our third congress of the Global Worldwide Congress. We began on Fridays. Saturday was full of uniting workshops and events circling the globe. And that we're now in our third lesson. The topic is, what is an environment? We all ask you to enter, send the chaimim, questions, communicating with each other. This is on our international site, kabbalahgroup.info. Again, express everything you can to your friends. And any questions you write there, of course, our internet post will ask here.
And because we're starting and we're talking about the environment, first of all, hello everyone, I'm hugging you all. So let's see, who am I hugging? Maybe we can see everyone. Let's bring up the groups on our screens and see them. And like we've heard, we had more than 1,200 connections from the groups and a numerous amount of single connections. So we see that this time we've transcended any previous amount of connection. We did not expect such a vast amount of friends, and there are many more such which are considered to be concealed, hidden righteous, and they have revealed themselves, so we're very happy about that. So let's continue, let's keep on going this way. Now, before us, we have a few good important missions. First of all, let's discuss together let's talk about environment. Bala Sulam tells us that besides environment, we have nothing to do. All these things, if you can not touch them, then don't. It will unfold anyhow. And better let it go. What you touch, you ruin. And we see how we ruin our environment, and we can't get along with anything in this world, with all of our wisdom, technology, science, all that we have developed for ourselves, all the different mechanisms. Nothing helps. Everything works adversely. And what's the correction? The correction, the Book of Zohar tells us, and all the Kabbalists tell us, and Bala Sulam explains this elaborately, the correction is for you to only concentrate yourself on building an environment which will work on you, because whatever you do by the influence of the right environment will be right. Whatever you will do without the influence of the environment will have the opposite effect. It will corrupt and will work diversely. So adversely, if we close ourselves this way, if we build ourselves this way, that all of our concentration will be at the environment and how it influences me and the inspiration I get from them, and I work as a result. And I don't care about how do I accept it, I don't accept it, it's good, it's bad, it seems to me correct or not. I wish I will be operated by my environment. Mindlessly, without any opinion, without anything, for them to influence me such that they'll brainwash me and I'll really be in their hands. They will be able to do whatever they want. If I'll succeed in doing that, then I will succeed. Because in all the rest of the things in which I activate my mind and although I'm being a wise guy, then for sure I will fail. For sure I'm going to harm myself and harm the world, and I merely prolong the path of corruption and Thus, eventually, the Kabbalists, they tell us, you have one kli. And it is external to you. You have to cancel yourself before it. You have to bestow to it by way of we shall do and we shall hear, whereby action you bestow upon it, you affect it. Even though you dislike them and you have to perform action as if you love them, and it's for sure that it's as if. And if you do so, then it will oblige you to gradually start hearing and receiving from them what they think, accepting what they think, what they feel, what they attain. And do not be inspired by that they are in greater attainment and understanding than you, than who do you have to receive from. But they inside are in the final correction. They inside, on the inside, are completely righteous. On the inside, they're entirely in the world of infinity. And so, if it's like with Rabbi Yossi ben Kizna, he could be inspired by his students because he was great. He understood that that's the path. That's the way. He was inspired by their internality, by the souls inside them. They themselves, they don't even feel who and what they are, but when he cancels himself before them, he cancels himself before their internality. And then he takes, he accepts, he draws from them their spiritual degree. And then from that spiritual degree, he is included of that spiritual degree, and he can achieve the spiritual, that very spiritual degree. They, on their internality, are greater than he is in his consciousness. It's like some kind of a leverage. It's a lift. It's a crane. It's the group is always on a higher state than I am. If I'm on a certain degree, let's say this is me, and I imagine the group on a higher state than I am. I turn to them such that they're greater. I wish to be inspired by them, and they affect me. And thus, I rise to their degree. They themselves, the way they seem to me, they seem even less than that. But I, above reason, refer to them as Rabbi Yossi ben Kizna, as they are greater than I am, and that I can ascend. I've risen to their degree. I accepted their degree. I rose, and now towards me they're on a greater degree, and I start turning to them now as if they're on a greater degree. And once again, they influence me on my degree, and with their help, once again, I ascend to a higher degree. And thus, each and every time, they're like a lever, like, let's say, a slide, where I'm here, and they're on the other side, and I give them more weight, and then they elevate me. That's how it constantly works. As much as I appreciate them, and I have no problem to appreciate them, because in truth they're infinity. Only that I don't know what infinity is. And so for me, it's always a bit higher than I can depict for myself. That's it. Thus, the construction of the group such that every time by it I can climb more and more and more. Bala Sulami says that, and the Rabash writes about it, that we have to appreciate the friends as the greatest of the generation. It's not simply so in vain, because that's my lever, without which I can't leap myself to a higher degree. Who will influence me? Only their opinion, which will influence me, and necessarily, the way I'm built, I'll hear and will be inspired by them, and that is what will elevate me, that is what will oblige me to transcend my ego. Only the general opinion of the environment, the right environment, and thus we shall do and we shall hear. When I build my environment, I build it thus that it constantly elevates me. That's the condition of we shall do and we shall hear that we're told about at the state of Mount Sinai, because back then there was this condition of one man and one heart, love another as thyself, which are things that are revealed later on. That's the end of the path. But for the time being, to bond as one man and one heart, that is the closest condition to achieve ervut and reciprocal connection. This is as one man and one heart in reciprocal connection. And the free choice is that you became a nation today. You received your freedom. And if you connect this way, then you acquire for yourselves the ability to transcend the ego every time and to reach degrees on which you reveal eternal life inside the ego. That's the life that we see. The way we feel life, see life in our imaginary body, in our imaginary life, in our imaginary world. That's how we see it all through our ego. That's how the ego depicts this picture, this corporeal picture for us. And if we transcend this, meaning from the will to receive into the will to bestow, there the existence is eternal, because everything, it stems from the ego and from the into the will to bestow. And thus, the building of the environment by we shall do and we shall hear. When I perform different action towards the environment as the Kabbalists advise me to, and as a result of these actions which I perform against my ego, against my rationale, I look at them, they all seem to me much worse, more stupid than I am. I have no one to bow before. There's no one to really especially appreciate. But I look at them such that inside, and they themselves, they don't know it, they're interconnected in an eternal spiritual upper system. And with respect to that system, or before that system, I bow. Not what seems to me in my eyes, in my senses, and from that system, I want to nourish myself. That is the wisdom of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. This way, it is possible to advance, and only this way. It was given to him on purpose, and to us, and that's the key. That's man's key in order to transcend to the spiritual world. That's the Creator. He broke the soul into many souls in order for us to have the opportunity without him, without the Creator, in order for us not to be bribed without any condition towards him, but that we ourselves, by our own free choice, by our status, we shall build. We ourselves, we build the force which elevates us, as if we ourselves create the power that elevates us. I, through the work with the group, elevate myself this way. The principle is very simple, only that we need to think about it more and more, not to let it go. And then it becomes very close, very clear, very evident, very active, really at our disposal. It's reachable, it's perceived by our senses. And if each one will do this towards all the others, by this we enter reciprocal arvut, the mutual guarantee, the bond, and we influence each other internally, even without talking about it. We transfer from one to the other our efforts, this direction, our attitude towards the internality of the society, which is a great, vast, whole, complete, perfect environment. I have to look at this group as a divinity, as the Assembly of Israel. That I simply have to immerse myself in their internality, and that's all there is to it. I don't care if a person's here for years or days, how much he does or doesn't know, with which egoistic desire does he appear before all the others. It's of no importance. Inside, internally, he's in the system. If he's here, it means that the Creator put him here, and I have no criticism over that whatsoever. I am already in this kind of an attitude towards him. That's how it is towards my small group, and especially towards the whole world group. Because we have a great intensity, which we feel now, and if we will toil ourselves in what we just talked about, we shall achieve a state where we'll be inspired by each other. And this inspiration, impression, shall affect each and every one of us, and we shall reveal our next degree. As much as I appreciate the group, my environment, to that extent, I elevate myself to a spiritual degree. Meaning, I'm lacking nothing but making the effort in that direction. So, we've concluded that our work is, it's not our bodies that, of course, we also have to hug and have meals and different actions and songs and jump around, all true. And a person has to start with everything around him for all these things to exist. But say today I was alone by myself, and I felt how this whole world inspiration is affecting me. I was constantly in this, like a perpetuum mobile, like this endless engine. And I was extremely happy as a result. So these days we have to exert ourselves in doing so, and to work on this ever harder. So our whole world group now is that environment, is that the thing you can lean on, divinity, in which I have to enter. If I incorporate in them, lose myself there. Really, I get lost there, without a reason, opinion, head, nothing. This means that I disappear from my ego, and on that condition, maybe I'll be able to come out of myself and immerse, incorporate in the general attribute of bestowal existing in the world group, and only there will I feel for the very first time, what does the spiritual state really mean? What does it mean to be above the ego and the attribute of bestowal? Yes.
So, from Moscow, where there's been a gathering of more than 200 people, even more actually. So Pavel, oh look, we see them on the screen. Pavel is asking, do I have to think about my advancement with the assistance of the group or the advancement of the friends?
I can't do without. One doesn't go without the other. I can't say I want to advance and with the help of the friends, or that they'll advance and I'll help them. It's together. It's the Arvut. It's one body. As one man and one heart, we say that friends are friends. Everyone's equal. Again, as if we return to the same confusion. I'm above, the group is below. I'm below, the group is above. We're equal? No, the friend is greater, is the greatest of the generation. Make yourself a Rav, make yourself a friend. Bestow onto him. When you bestow to him, he's smaller. When you receive from him, he's greater. When you bond, we're equal. Again, we're returning to that same confusion. So you have to understand that it is impossible that we will reach a state where one of us receives, or where only one of us gets spirituality. Impossible. It's possible for it to be revealed only in the connection between us, and if it's the connection between us, it's no longer I. It's the asset of everyone. And thus, the same as it was in Mount Sinai, on Mount Sinai. Don't speak about Moses or Aaron special discernments that pull a person, but talk about the common people, the masses, the group. those that are standing with their hatred, with their ego, under the hatred, how can they ascend? Only on condition that they'll bond together and reveal together the light.
Edmonton in Canada, a friend there is asking, how can I check if I'm truly adding to the advancement of the group?
I think that, first of all, through the inner work, as much as I try to incorporate in everyone, and also by the external work, as much as I participate in dissemination with them. That's how it is.
Also, from Modi'in in Israel, they're asking, is the Arvut, the bond, with respect to every particular part of the group, or the general of the group?
The Arvut, the bond, it's towards the entire group, and all the, here, the general and the particular, they're equal, but maybe there's a problem here, that when I talk about the group, then about the group we can, you know, we can say we love everyone, and but when you're talking about the particular people, here you fail, because here you start seeing each one separately, and towards him your ego can no longer cancel itself. A group is something virtual, as if towards which you as if have no ego, because you do not perceive this term as something tangible. When the group shall become something tangible, then we will understand how unbearable it is for us. So for the time being, this is how we refer to everyone, the entire group, and we'll achieve this as time goes by. And if so, then now we have to see during these days, and also to learn for the future. How do we try during the day and from one day to the next to constantly be this way towards the group, to see the friend's internality, to see their greatness, their connection, that they're all as the greatest of the generation? And again, I'm saying, regardless of who they are externally, the small, beginners, weakest, regardless, no difference. How can I, from dusk till dawn, how can I constantly be in that direction towards the group? By this, I awaken upon myself the reforming light. That's what it comes from. It can't simply come so if I read Zohar, or if I simply read the scriptures. Then we're told that it's like with the Jerusalem Kabbalists, or those who aren't attracted to connection, and then what happens to them? Mere separation and pride. That's what the Torah, it says about the Torah, that it becomes the potion of death. If before the study of the Torah we do not achieve a decision that we all unite, connect as one man and one heart, which is the condition for the reception of the Torah, for it to be the spice for the evil inclination. Okay, so I'm not talking just about our convention now. I'm talking in general. During the day, we also have to incorporate, read materials from the blog that remind us about the morning lesson. Later, get on the simulator system, the internet.kbb1.com, that gives us a few questions, a few passages from the morning lesson, a short article, something else, to remind ourselves constantly. But especially all these things, they have no weight, no essence, if we do not see them as a means of connection to the great eternal whole group through which I draw, invite the reforming light. Neither the books, nor the lessons, nor any framework does not affect me, nothing. If I do not want from them, like from the great ones, like from the greatest of the generation, the influence of the reforming light, And regardless of where we are, maybe we're among a few friends who are in some remote place that just heard about it now, regardless. The Creator has chosen them. He brought them closer to correction. He wants them to correct. He wants to shine in them. That's it. I have to refer to them as if they, on the inside, are already in Ein Sof infinity. Because you can say the whole world is that way. True, but the whole world has not received an awakening. If their awakening has come through the world of infinity, down through all the worlds to our world, and in their bodies they felt that they have to bond, that's it. They're connected from this lowest degree to the world of Ein Sof. And then I refer to them as to those who are in the final correction, Gemar HaTikun. And that's enough. This example by Rabbi Yossi ben Kizma, it's a very serious example, because here we're talking, in short, it tells us how we can ascend. It's simply a very, it's not a sign, it's not a symbol, it's a very obvious portrayal, a depiction that you have no other possibility to ascend than by his example. And thus, there's always a question here of how can I measure myself? Where am I? How close am I? Did I advance? Didn't I? In which state am I? Ascend, descend. I was better a few weeks ago or a few months ago or worse. What's going on with me? We don't measure all these things with respect to our belly, what's good, what's bad, and even what I feel in my brain as truth and false, because my brain, it still works corresponding to my desires. My mind, it's still completely bribed towards the things that I'm used to, so they seem to me as correct. Something that I'm not used to, then it seems to me as false, as a lie. I can only measure myself, both in emotion and in mind, only with respect to my cancellation towards the internality of the group. I have no other opportunity. Thus, if I do not disconnect my mind and heart, I'm canceling myself towards the group as if I'm still in my ego, it doesn't affect me, meaning that besides the ego, I'm not operating, I'm not being operated by anything but my egoistic nature. Thus, we have to understand. Sometimes we wonder, we think, well, the emotions are okay, sometimes I feel good, I feel bad, I don't exactly know what's good and what's bad, I get blows, maybe it's for the best, people think that if they suffer, maybe they're advancing, that's nature. It's kind of built in, that's what religion is based on. We have to understand that, no, it's not in our feelings that we can advance good or bad, that we can measure good or bad, whether it's advancing us or not, neither in our minds, because the mind serves our feelings, but only, the mind belongs to the ego, but only by the cancellation of the two and not taking them into any calculation, into any account, and referring to the group as great. Only that way. So now, particularly, precisely in these days, when we have this tight, strong bond, heroes in quantity and in quality, and we're really warming up internally in a good, we have this good bond, good preparation. Each one of us has to try and incorporate himself in the world, eternal, great, big group of ours that is on the final correction. Let's reveal the eternity and wholeness and perfection that it has, and it will elevate us to the final spiritual degree. And thus, from this moment on, let's invest ourselves even more in not disconnecting from the connection with the world group, even for a single moment. Let's constantly feel that we're inside this great big group. Yes.
So we're talking about connection with the group. San Francisco is asking us, and we're seeing them at this moment also. Here they are. If I enter the group, as you said, and I lose my head, how do we now make a group decision?
No, these are two different things. It depends what. When I lose my head towards the group, it means that I'm included in it in order to invite the reforming light from it. The reforming light is a power of the still that appears and controls me above my power of reception, and such it advances me. Then I'm talking about my egoistic attributes that have to be corrected. That means the reforming light. Towards that light, I always feel myself mindless and emotionless, lacking the right mind and feelings. Thus, I don't take myself into consideration. It's only with respect to the reforming light to appreciate the group above reason. That means that I'm going in faith above reason. What is my reason? My current mind and feelings with which I can work, in which I feel, sense, the control, whatever is at my disposal, in my hands. If I talk about above reason, what is above reason? It's neither my emotions, my feelings, nor my mind aren't working. What is working? Whatever they influence me by, that's the only thing that I'm expecting, anticipating, waiting for. And that has to do with my spiritual ascension. In the corporeal work, however, the decision towards the group with respect to what? About the life of the group? I don't understand. What are they talking about? To decide about what are we doing with the place we're renting, or with the taxes, or some corporeal actions. There I work according to the laws of the state and the common reason. There it has nothing to do with spiritual laws. There I don't ask Bala Sulam. There I have to ask a lawyer, an accountant. You see how San Francisco, you're with us for such a long time, you can ask such things, I'm surprised. I'm constantly yelling that, watch it. I'm so inspired, and I'm yelling. Why am I yelling every day that there is a separation between the group and the factory to show that in my eyes, these are two completely separate things. The group is something holy. Towards it, you have to, you know, put your hands up, and, you know, and the factory, there you have to invest yourself with all your energy, with all your cruelness, with all your cunning, everything. These are two completely different things. It's not in the heavens, but on earth. That's how it's out. No further questions. We have many verses. Chosen passages by Bala Sulam, what is an environment?
Okay, our first passage is from Shamati, article 225. It's called Raising Oneself. One cannot raise oneself above one circle. Hence, one must suck from one's environment. And one has no other counsel except through much work and Torah.
You see what he says. One cannot lift oneself above one's circle, meaning to the extent to which I envision this circle, if there is a circle. First of all, the question is, am I in a circle? Am I in an environment? What does an environment which encompasses me mean? That it affects me, that I'm really inside it, that it encompasses me. Not encompasses me physically, that I enter the circle and they're around me, but encompasses me means that it affects my mind, my feelings, all that is I, my life, my goal, the means by which I'm thinking about achieving the goal by. That's called circle around me. If do I necessarily build such a thing for them to affect me? I want to be their slave in mind and heart, entirely, completely. I want to completely lose myself towards them. If I do this, and don't be afraid, I'm not losing myself towards their corporeality, because this is a spiritual action. I lose myself towards their internality, not towards their externality. And thus, to the extent to which I appreciate this spiritual circle of mine, which is inside my friends, I cancel my ego, I subjugate myself, I go above reason, above my mind. It's called faith above reason. I'm starting to appreciate them as them being my circle. That it's a big, vast circle. I start ascribing the divine, the force to them. They're the greatest of the generation, so the power of the Creator is inside them, and it is working on me. If I raise them around me this way, that I'm inside them, and I want for all of them to affect me, to really fulfill me entirely without any resistance on my own behalf. That means that I elevate them above me as much as I'm capable of doing so. Not for a single moment, but that I live in it constantly and I try for it to happen and to constantly be washed by them. Then I ascend corresponding to the effort which I made, to the extent to which they are greater than I am. Thus, he says, a person has to, one must suck from one's environment, and one has no other counsel except through much work and Torah, which means to try and build the environment around oneself to influence him this way. No other counsel. Anything else is only works adversely and prolongs time. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, what does choose for oneself mean? What, the Creator doesn't bring him to the group? No, that's nothing. You can be inside that group for 20 years. It won't influence you at all until you start building. If you didn't start building, you're not in the group. The group means that you bow before them in practice for them to affect you for the reforming light to come through them to you and to influence you. The Creator is inside them, and to the extent to which you elevate them, then the reforming light will work on you. And one has no other counsel except through much work and Torah. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, chooses, builds it that way, one saves time and efforts. Otherwise, he'll be obliged by the roller of development. Through the roller of development, he'll have to achieve it anyhow. Like all of humanity, we'll have to undergo that if we will not succeed in advertising the wisdom of Kabbalah to everyone, since one is drawn according to one's environment. Again, we have to understand that we are in an environment called this world, and we have no choice. Either we're in this environment of this world, and according to this environment, we're included in their ego, their goals, and they affect us. A person, nonetheless, none of us are free. Our choice is only in choosing the environment, to choose to be influenced by this environment or to be influenced by that environment. That's it. So we're always in a circle. In a circle, either a corporeal one, or we choose for ourselves a spiritual circle. Questions?
Itai Rafaeli from the Congress in Romania is asking, people have gathered here from Romania, Moldova, Italy, Austria, Hungary, and Israel.
All of them in Romania?
Yep, they're all there. Well, we have a unique state from this now.
We see Kiev now. Oh, yeah, we saw them before. Very good.
So, there's a question. How do we connect people who are so different in mentality and nature?
I don't think that it's a problem. Really, let's do the following. From this moment on, as we said, we talked about one's own subjugation towards the environment. Each one of us has to cancel himself towards all the others, towards the environment by which he builds a circle. So if each one concentrates himself now on the inside, the very same way he's sitting now, okay, let's do this exercise now. I want to be connected with the internality of the entire Kli. I want for this whole Kli to be like this wall, like this, like this big, vast environment that is around me. And inside this environment dwells the upper force, the creator. For sure does he dwell there. And if I subjugate myself towards the environment, towards the creator, for him to affect me, then the reforming light shall come to me. And we have to feel that. There's no problem. It's simply towards a small or a large, a big environment, towards a small person or a great person. It could be a beginner which will see himself that way towards the vast environment. It could be like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma that will work that way towards the small and weak environment, and he himself shall be great because he cancels himself towards the internality of the group. And the internality of the group is always Ein Sof, infinity. And the light of Ein Sof is there. So be inspired by it now. Try and make this right effort now inside yourselves.
In Mexico, there are 120 friends. And one of our friends from here, we're together with our friends from here, Yariv and Lev, and they send us this question. If a man can check his progress only according to the group's progress, then how can I check that? Who can tell if the group is moving forward or not? If everyone will cancel himself towards the group, the inner group, then it comes out that you're elevating that inner group, each and every one, in his stature, to a height which is always above where you are. So there's no need to measure you. To the extent that you value your inner group, your surrounding that circle, to that extent you evaluate them, that is their height. There is nothing to measure here. I measure according to my state how much I want to see it as great, as high. Yes?
Alexander from St. Petersburg is asking like this, do I need to try and act towards the group according to my opinion and my understanding? Or according to what the Creator is directing me to?
According to his opinion, what opinion does he have? Come on, what opinion does he have? What mind? There is just an effort here in very under very simple conditions that you don't demand, as it's written, that all the wisdom of the Torah is very simple. Remember those verses? That for each and every one there is the ability to work in a sufficient way to correct himself. If I am in a state that I was brought into some connection with my environment and I can cancel myself, I hear what I need to do, then it doesn't matter. Maybe I didn't learn for a single day. Maybe I don't know anything what's written. All I do is hear about this principle. That is enough. It's that way. You don't need, as it's written, that the wisdom of the Torah doesn't need any excellence. Only the fear of the Creator. What is the fear of the Creator? To want it to affect me and bring me to the degree of Bina, of Bistol. That is all.
So, to continue that, there is a question in Israel, do people without a point in the heart, well, if they enter the correct environment, will that environment operate upon them and awaken them?
To the extent that these people can concentrate themselves towards the environment, even though they don't understand, they don't know, even though they don't have that inclination, they will reach the same state as the environment. As we learn in our world, and we can see that even babies and small ones and older people, they're all together in one environment. Some people, you know, work and they make money, and other people use what they earn, because we're all in one environment. This is how the world is constructed. And so those who don't have the point in the heart yet, where it wasn't revealed yet, or it will be revealed quickly if they are, either it will be revealed if they are in the environment, or they'll receive it like us, even without the point in the heart, simply by canceling themselves. As Bala Sulam writes in the last generation, that there are those who will come, even at the Gemara Tikkun, at the end of the correction, they'll come and join, and they will say, we don't understand why, what, but just take us, even those. Because in the generality, in the general system of the souls, there are such souls that are very, how shall I say, very thick, very coarse. And until the point in the heart is revealed in them, it will take a long time, according to the way that the souls descend, that their time will be only at the end.
Well, in Germany and Kiev, we have a common question. There's Kiev. They've gathered, look, hundreds of people.
Kiev is, I can't believe it.
And there's Germany.
Uh-huh.
Many people have gathered there in Germany. Just look. There's a question, again, one question we get from both groups we see. Very strong. We are now in great impression. How do we not fall after the Congress?
Oh, they're already thinking about that, huh? I haven't even gone up yet, and they're thinking about falling. So they're ahead of us, I guess. Well, first of all, I think like that. As we just said, that this awakening, we have to continue it. And to continue it exactly on the days after the Congress. When, first of all, right now we don't have to think about that. If you start thinking what will happen afterwards, he's not attached to this impression. Right now we have to think about only about one thing: how to get the maximum benefit, the maximum impression. You know, just like a drunkard who's lost his head, doesn't know where he is. Just, you know, like that. In the Zohar, in many places, they talk about this state where a man is like drunken. He loses his mind, right? And he gets this, you know, uplifting, this impression, this mood. So in that way, you know, get drunk from your inner impressions. And don't think about anything that will happen after the Congress. We'll talk about that on our final meeting, on final lesson. But until then, let's hope that we will get to such a degree that certainly this impression will remain with such great force that we won't have to explain to one another how much it's worthwhile to be all the time in that and not lose this impression, but rather add to it all the time. And we are capable of doing that. That what we will attain, we will later only add to it, on top of all the new desires that will come and show and great, bigger and bigger. Even now, during the mega congress that we have, we are all the time, we can feel how we fall, we rise up, we forget, we suddenly, something comes and confuses us, suddenly something disturbs us, disturbs me, and I think of something else, and so on and so forth. We have to believe that all of those things are revealed so that we can rise above them, that in spite of all these disturbances, we're getting stronger. We are tying ourselves together, bonding ourselves with the environment even more, building this circle. So there's no room for despair. Right now, for the meanwhile, be above reason. They want to feel what it's faith above reason. Now they have a chance. Now we have a chance because there's a very strong circle, external circle, that if we cancel towards it, it's easier. Look at the quantities of the people in Germany, in Kiev. Look at the number of people. Canceling towards this number of people, it's very easy. Canceling into this warm atmosphere, into this connection that is around the world. Right now, we're going to, let's say, take a break after the lesson. We're going to have 10 minutes of break, and later we continue. With shows, with all kinds of additional talking and connecting between us. So don't exit. Don't exit from the inner state that I want to be incorporated with everybody and lose myself among them. What else does he tell us? Baal HaSulam, I think.
Yes, we have the article, The Freedom. We are like machines, operating and creating through external forces, which force them to act this way. This means that we are all incarcerated in the prison of providence, which, using these two chains, pleasure and pain, pushes and pulls us to its will, to where it sees fit. It turns out that there is no such thing as selfishness in the world, since no one here is free or stands on his own two feet. I am not the owner of the act, and I am not the performer, because I want to perform, but I am performed upon in a compulsory manner and without my awareness.
This is a great problem. To put himself, to, how should I say, construct myself, sculpt myself in the right manner, truly see himself as being operated upon 100%. There's nothing to a man other than this foolishness that he thinks that he's operating on his own. I now want to eat, and I want to drink, now I think about something, now I decide about something. Nothing. Nothing. It's so... But we're incapable of exiting that. But rather, everything that I do, either I do by nature, or it was given to me, and I was given an opportunity to rise above nature, to the spiritual nature. And even in the spiritual nature, I operate not independently, never. My independence is only in elevating myself and being incorporated in a higher and higher and higher degree of this nature. That is all. Never. I'm only the will to receive. I'm always operated. Always operated. This is how we learn also, remember? Inner observation, first part, there's an part that operates and a part that is being operated upon. The upper light is what does everything. Everything in the will to receive is all from the light. But we have a choice that the Creator has kind of created all these degrees of how the light operates upon us, and we can choose to elevate ourselves into a higher degree of influence of the light, and higher, all the way to Gmar Tikkun, to the end of the correction. That is all. The choice is that the light that will influence me, the force that will influence me, it's going to manage me 100% in my internality, in my heart and mind. I just want it to be greater, higher. And this is the choice only. So why do we need to remain as non-active, non-operating? We have the opportunity to elevate ourselves. Please.
We have a question from the New York group. And look, we can just see how many people have gathered there on the screen. Just look at them. Look, the question is, if we have the work with circulation and the relations with our friends, what is called work in a group? Where is this expressed? In addition, if there are arguments between friends and topics of circulation, how do we still keep the social relations intact?
I don't want to talk about these things at all. It's like awakening the bad, the evil. That is the worst thing during the convention, during the conference, the Congress. We decided, what is the Congress about? What is the topic? Unity.
Connection around the world.
Connection around the world. So we only talk about that. And I'm asking the New York group to stop, please, finally, all these issues that is always in them, and just connect with us. If they can do it among themselves, at least do it with all of us. We will accept you. Come on, join us.
Okay, so we have practical questions about nullification. How is this done? Many friends are asking about this, and there's a focal question from Ilmaz in Turkey. He's asking this.
Yes.
In order to nullify before my friend, I have to know that his intentions are sincere, or is it that I simply nullify before him without any connection?
Without any connection about his behavior. I don't care at all. I have to forgive him. Not in corporeality. In corporeality, we have to make corrections and you know, do whatever it's necessary. But what's the internality? I need to... What does it mean to accept each one as the greatest of his generation? I can always criticize each and every one and, you know, finish him completely. Nothing will be left of him, right? Nothing with a human form. Give me some person, see what I do, make out of him. You don't believe it? You can do that too, right? Each and every one of us knows that. But rather, this is called above reason. This is called that I go and enter people's internality. That is, the Creator brought them here. That is enough for me. That is enough for me. I accept them internally, that they are inside. Who are they? Who are they? The Creator is in them. He brought them. The upper light operates in them and brought them here. Externally, it's some sort of wrapping, you know, like a babushka, you know, these Russian dolls, one inside the other. So, inside is the Creator. Outside, you see this ugly form, true, but inside is the Creator. And I relate to the upper force that is in him. That is why I say that he is the greatest of his generation, that he's in the end of correction. I bow to the environment, to the circle, to their internality. About externality, we'll talk later. I don't want to talk about that at all. How do we begin to arrange all kinds of things that have to do with the society, the factory, and all kinds of things. I don't want to talk about those, about the bad things. We just need to be incorporated with the good now. Yes.
So we have another practical question to continue that. Shachar from Los Angeles is asking, can a person advance only from connection with the friends and with just a little bit of study?
Yes, absolutely. There are people who have, you know, half an hour a day, who knows how much. But their desires, where are his thoughts? If he's listening, and in this half an hour he's hearing an article, half an hour a day, he hears an article and has no possibility. I'm talking about him not having possibility with all his heart. No possibility for more. And the other 23 and a half hours, he's truly in that. That is enough. He doesn't need more. He doesn't need more. It's some people cannot study. They say, let me work, let me do something, doesn't matter what. My head is not for studying. It's also good. The main thing is he incorporated? Does he construct an environment that will influence him? And if he's not, then we need to help him in that. That is, we need to be to worry externally, show each and every one that we are on fire internally, inside. Remember what Rabash writes. If we will be great, we can advertise to one another as though we, you know, we don't care, right? Give him some opposite impression, opposite form. But we are weak, and therefore we need to show everyone that we are truly burning inside, that all of us have the force and stamina to get all the way to the end of the creation, each and every one of us. And in such a way, we advertise, we publicize to one another, and this is how we raise the general impression and give the friend the ability, the fuel to counsel towards the internality of the society. Yes.
So, you said we need to connect, And Tal from Washington is asking us, Washington, D.C., he's asking, what do we do when we reveal that we simply can't connect? Is this good? Is this bad? I mean,
you cannot connect? You cannot cancel towards a few friends that you know? Or the world Kli? Look at the internet, see how many people participate with us during the lesson. Can't you see? I mean, just somehow imagine this great mass, thousands of people who are connected together, who want to reach the correction of their egos. You don't have something to be impressed by? Can you see how many people are coming, that are coming with you to some place? And does it chill you? Well, I don't know, maybe it's difficult. I believe it's difficult. But try to do it against the bigger group, the world Kli. Let's see, what does Rabash say?
He says this. There are two conditions to obtaining... Sorry, this is Bala Sulam.
It's exactly like he's asking, if I'm incapable.
There are two conditions to obtaining the greatness. One, always listen and assume appreciation of the environment to the extent of their greatness.
That is, hear them, listen to them, so that they can operate upon me, influence me, they can publicize to me how much they inside are great. And I'll be influenced by them, because I'm always influenced by the environment. Newspapers, TV, everything, I'm influenced by it. That is how I'm constructed. So they also have to all the time show me that there is the greatest of the goal.
Two, the environment should be great, as it is written, and the multitude of the people is the king's glory.
That is, the main thing is how much they influence me. Even if they're small, but they forcefully influence me with great impact. And to the extent they're great, they're, that also influences me. So it has to be like a great blow and also wide. And that will influence me.
To receive the first condition, each student must feel the smallest among all the friends. In that state, one can receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone.
That is, I have to yield myself, to surrender myself towards them.
Since the great cannot receive from a smaller one, and much less be impressed by his words. Rather, only the small is impressed by the appreciation of the great.
So, let us feel that we are all small towards the others. Then we can be impressed by them.
And for the second condition, each student must extol the virtues of each friend and cherish him as though he were the greatest in the generation. Then the environment will affect him as a sufficiently great environment, since quality is more important than quantity.
That is, I now must literally accept everyone as though they are in the end of the correction, except for me. I have to be incorporated with them and I'll reach the same state, the same place. And it's truly like that. I'm not lying to myself. If I am incorporated inside the society, the world society of ours, I reach spirituality without any doubt. All the problem is just being incorporated. Yes.
We have many questions from women, actually, around the world, Europe, North America, and Israel. So they're asking, many of them, how do we help everyone to connect? Are our thoughts, is our internal desire enough, our internal demand?
Even without words, without all kinds of actions that will come, you know, that they have to be from the women, just their desire, their quiet desire, you know, quiet but furious, they can influence the man, because we are connected together in a system that a woman's desire operates the man. The desire of a woman's soul operates the desire of a man's soul. This is how it's constructed. Malchut determines what will happen in the first nine, from below upwards. So, I mean, vak in some sort of quiet state and I don't need anything, but Malchut, in her deficiency, raises the deficiency to the Anpin, and in that the Anpin starts operating. And it's the same for us. We, without the men, without the women, cannot do anything. Men without women will remain will remain still, literally. And only the desire, the organized and also non-organized desire of women, that women awaken in them, that they have to operate the men to connect, to force them to connect. As in Har Sinai, we have a lot of things that we can borrow from there, that women were standing in the external circle, pushing upon the men that were standing in the inner circle around this mountain of hatred, general hatred. And as the points of the men went up, elevated, this is called that Moshe ascended Har Sinai. Only in that form, that even in a single point, if all everyone wants to go up to Mount Sinai, this is enough to receive the light that reforms, that is called Torah. And this will happen only on the condition that our women will operate and their desires. We have to feel it inside us as obliging us, as compelling us, as necessary. We will feel it. If they want it, we're going to feel it. This is how we're built. This is in the system of the connection between the souls. What a woman wants comes to the man. Comes through to the man, and then he operates. It's like he's hypnotized. Really.
Well, there are many other places in the world who are also asking, and one of them is Rav. Is our connection during the past few days influencing the whole world? Are we doing enough? Are you satisfied?
This is without a doubt will influence the world, and we can see how much sometimes a man, you know, normal man doesn't understand where it's coming from, but I hope that you will see how much those things actually operate. It's written at the end of the preface to the Zohar how much the world is missing without the light, the upper light that comes, all these agonies that are being revealed in it. That's why they're coming, because of the lack of the light, the deficiency, that the light is still not coming near to the vessels in our world. And we, by wanting it to come and correct us, we're drawing downwards that light that reforms to all the vessels. And through us, then it goes to all the other souls, and through the souls to the bodies. And that is why I hope very much that we can see the spreading, the nice and useful spreading of this wisdom in the world. And because we have to think of the others, we cannot think that the world will suffer, even for the purpose of correcting the world. That sometimes we think, you know, that, well, it's good for the world to go through, to receive some blow, and then the world will awaken and become more capable of hearing, but still, out of love of the others, we have to always hope that they can understand and awaken from the good things internally, from the softness, from the good relation that we can give them, and that they will hear, and all the ones who are far away will come nearer.
Many groups are connected with us. Here in Israel, we have Nahariya and Jerusalem group who are asking Rav this. What's more important? Tell us. Study, group, or circulation?
We will talk about it more. We now need to only talk about being incorporating both the study, both the group, both the dissemination, the circulation that they ask about are all means. For, as Bala Sulam says, for that one act that is called free choice to be incorporated together and build an environment around each and everyone, to have an environment that is high, that is strong, that is spiritual, that influences him and he counsels towards it, and they affect him and influence him to the extent that he elevates them in his mind, in his view. This is the most important thing. All the other things, study, actions of various types in a group, where they are, dissemination, what we do around the world, these are all means. means for reaching the construction of that external circle around each and every one that will literally affect each and every one, elevate each and every one. Nothing other than that. We have to arrange things according to their importance. And then everything will be clear. Like that group is asking from New York or other places, what should we do with this, what should we do with that? Don't do anything. Unless, if you yearn to such a connection that will affect everyone in order to elevate, to raise everyone upwards, according to that, build everything else. Out of that, you need to arrange all the things. And if you don't yearn for that, then nothing is worthwhile anyway. All the things are like, you know, go to some court and let them decide. You know, it's not our business. If a group does want to connect with the friends, is it okay, not okay? I don't want to hear about those things. This is endless. This is all coming out of the ego that plays with each and every one of us. You have to calculate, do I even belong to that or not? If everything does not start with us wanting the influence of the environment on each one, that I am incorporating that, that I connect, that I yield, cancel myself. If it starts from that point onwards, there has to be a decision. If it doesn't come from that, don't even begin.
Well, now there's a question from Hulon, Tel Aviv, and a few other places. They're asking for advice. How do we develop prayer for the development of the group? A prayer of the many and not just some private, personal prayer.
It's a prayer like Noam HaMelech, to see his friends' benefits and not his friends' merits and not their... I never see a friend's good things. I only see but only the opposite. And I cannot see opposite from what I'm used to. Only if the light will affect me. And then, with this kind of vision of bestowal, I will see things differently. Like I look at my children or grandchildren, I always see there the good things about them, because out of love. But this love is natural. Let's make the actions artificial actions, certainly artificial, forcefully, as it is written, we shall do and we shall hear. So it's doing, and certainly it's a lie, but we are going to make these actions of connection, of counseling towards the environment, and then we will reach the state where certainly the light will come and will help us to see both the greatness of the group and our greatness, and out of that the Creator will be revealed. One simple action that each and every one is capable of doing. I think we've scrutinized enough today, and all that is left for us is just to make the effort. Let's see what Baal HaSulam says in the Freedom article.
This is from the Freedom. He who strives to continually choose a better environment.
The same environment, but each time at a higher degree. This is called a better environment.
Is worthy of praise and reward. But here too, it is not because of his good thoughts and deeds, which come to him without his choice.
You see, his thoughts and his deeds. You have nothing that depends on you, but it all comes as an outcome, as a result from the external influence.
But because of his efforts to acquire a good environment, which brings him these good thoughts and deeds.
You've selected a better environment, that is, you yielded, you subjugated yourself, you consider them higher. You receive from each additional forces, you'll have good thoughts and good deeds, even more. Because this is the direct result of how you, in your eyes, have elevated the society. Simple thing, huh? We are capable of doing that with mutual help right now. And only think about this at least until the end of the Congress. What will happen later, how we continue that, we'll talk at the end. All right? I see that you are ready. Now we're going to have a short break, quarter of an hour, maybe even less, and after that we continue together. And what about the internet? Please. Who was with us?
Who was with us? Yeah, the whole world has been with us. There's an infinite amount of intensity and number of people. It's simply a flood of connections here. North America, Chicago, Canada, Venezuela, Turkey, France, Italy, France and Italy together, Ukraine, Lita, there are tens, hundreds of people, as we've seen, Kiev, Bulgaria, Tallinn, Moldova, Odessa, England, Queens, St. Petersburg, Australia, Bulgaria. There is a flood of people in Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane, and Peter, and Kriminshu in Mexico. Mexico, 120 people. There's uniting of people there. Minsk, Ecuador, Poland. An infinite amount of connections. I mean, you just see so many people coming together. Sacramento, New York, St. Louis, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Ishgorod, Peru, Baltics, New Mexico, Germany, Croatia. This list is just endless. Oh, look. We have friends telling us in the Baltic nations. We have gathered here friends from 8 different countries, 8 different languages. We've come to the sensation of one group, one attack in this language of love. We are short in time, yes, but you simply have to go in and take a look for yourself. The list is endless. We're inviting you all once in. Enter this worldwide Congress site, KabbalahGroup.info. You can find the timetable, the schedule, the study material for the lessons, write messages for all the friends, L'chaimim, give your impressions to everyone. Physically, we have the virtual groups as well. We here in the internet stand will be reading them at the end of every lesson. Also, you have group@kabbalah.info, this email. You could also send your messages. Once again, in kabbalahgroup.info, you have the unique links for broadcast from the different countries where there is no broadcast from Israel. And we invite our friends to send us here questions about the group. In another 15 minutes, exactly, we're beginning a live broadcast from the studio here in Israel. This is going to be one of the culminating events of this Congress. We invite you all to be together with us.
אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים מתעורר הניסות שבלב לעולם חדשה. חוק אחד מחבר את כולנו ביחד. לכולם משותף הכאב, הבחירה היא שלך לשנות הגישה. צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת. זו לא סתם תיאוריה, נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה. והחוק הוא ברור, שאהבה זה חיבור. אתה ואני שורים אחד לשני, עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים. אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי, כולנו כבר מסכימים, ערבות היא תנאי החיים. Like a baby opens his eyes, he takes a breath for the very first time. This world is a child and it's awakened. This world has been born, a global connection no longer concealed.